Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 23, 1805. Sinking the canoes. Captain Lewis, realizing that the canoes are useless now, but perhaps could be used on the return trip, decides to sink them in a pond by weighing them down with stones. This is to keep them from drying out and cracking. The party with Lewis negotiates for horses, while the party with Clark, along with a Shoshone guide, crosses the Continental Divide at the present-day Lemhi Pass to scout the Salmon River. The Shoshone guide, known as Old Toby, is very familiar with this route, and he has told the captains that going down the Salmon River in canoes or on foot is impossible. In scouting the river, Captain Clark discovers this for himself and sends this information back to Lewis. Had the Corps not gone so far south, they could have cut across from the Three Forks of the Missouri to the present-day Lolo Pass, where they ended up crossing the Continental Divide anyway. It is likely, however, that they then would not have found the Shoshone Indians and the horses they needed so desperately. Captain Clark writes a description of his reconnaissance.
"We set out early, proceed on with great difficulty as the rocks were so sharp, large, and unsettled, and the hillside steep, that the horses could, with the greatest risk and difficulty, get on. At 4 miles we came to a place the horses could not pass without going into the river. I determined to delay the party here, and with my guide and 3 men, proceed on down to examine if the river continued bad or was practicable. The river from the place I left my party to this creek is almost one continued rapid. My guide and many other Indians tell me those rapids which I had seen was small and trifling in comparison to the rocks and rapids below at no great distance. Captain William Clark, August 23, 1805.
The river Captain Clark is describing, which he called Lewis's River, is now known as the Salmon River, and often referred to as the River of No Return. Clark, with Lewis not far behind, discovered that game was very scarce in the mountains, and that the Indians subsisted mostly on roots and berries. The Indians were practically starving and relished the game that the Corps could kill and share with them. They particularly liked the parched corn which the Corps still had and shared. This all helped to gain the confidence of the Shoshones. Lewis thought that the Indians were a little lazy and told Kamehameha that he should send all the Indians out to hunt, which he did with some success. Tomorrow, Captain Clark's plan.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.